Dear students, I am one of your lecturers for Tax 2601, Karin Cass. We have received a few requests with regards to exam guidelines for the November exam. Let me go through them with you now. You will be writing your exam on 6 November 2013 at 11:30 to 1:30. Make sure you know at which venue you will be writing. You should be well prepared for the exam if you have done the following. Thoroughly work through the tutorial letters and the textbook. Memorize the rules, rates and dates applicable to topics included in this module. And exercise to answer exam questions by doing the questions provided in your study material by yourself before looking at the solution. All the topics in this module are important for the examination and you can't leave out anything. The content of the exam paper is not discussed with students, for example the number of marks per question, etc. Herewith some notes on exam technique. Most importantly, make sure you have the correct exam paper. Read the exam instructions and given assumptions carefully. Use the timetable given to manage your own time. Try not to spend more time on a question as suggested in the timetable. Please answer all questions and all parts of questions. Read the required section carefully and make sure you understand the instruction verb, for example, calculate or discuss, etc. Only answer what is required, for example, calculate BCOCC's taxable income for the 2013 year of assessment, or calculate the normal income tax liability of BCOCC for the 2013 year of assessment. This is very important. No marks are awarded for information or calculations that is not required. Read all information provided in a question very carefully and identify your taxpayer in the question. Is it a company or a small business corporation? Once you have dealt with an issue in a question and it has been answered, mark it off as done. Show all your calculations as part of the body of the question and not on a separate page. Note the following pertaining to your taxpayer as identified. Dates, transactions, is it a related party, deductions, which are allowable and which are prohibited, capital allowances, will there be an apportionment or no apportionment, capital gains tax, make sure you know the inclusion rate, annual exemption and exclusions. Good luck with the studies and we hope that you will reap success in the exam.